Whether you're dreaming of a house the size of a football stadium or a football stadium in the back garden of your house, what you need is dream come true money. Luckily, tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £56 million. Now that's dream come true money. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play online or on the app. Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
The Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show podcast on demand.
Every week at this time, we kind of offer up our show to allow you to let a secret out. Sometimes, you know, when you message us, you allow us to call you and talk to you about it. And that's kind of cool. Other times, you don't. But you'll just give us permission to actually tell your secret on behalf of you on the air. So this person, I'm going to leave anonymous, obviously. Could you imagine if I accidentally just was like, Brenda
so
Smith.
Jennifer said this.
Right, exactly. Whoops.
Whoopsies.
My bad. No, this person messaged us and said, I wanted to write you guys and tell you the secret. I'm selling my used socks online. I literally talked to this guy about it as a joke online, and now he's buying multiple pairs off me. No one in my family knows, and for some reason, now I'm having more connections and more people want to buy my used socks. Low-key, feel disgusted about this, but the pay is actually good. It's so weird.
Does she say how much? Is it she or he?
It's a she.
Okay.
And she doesn't say how much she sells the socks for, but apparently it's lucrative enough that she's getting some good side money from selling used socks. And this is what I said earlier. I think other people have this secret. Like,
I feel like I have plenty of socks with holes in them, albeit, that I could offer up for sale. Do you think people would buy them?
Listen, Kelly, you sell everything anyway,
yes,
on like Facebook Marketplace or whatever.
Off, yes, quite a bit of stuff lately, especially leading up to our move. But yeah, I know I have a lot of socks now that have a lot of holes in them. I'm just, you know, I haven't bothered to throw them away yet. Should I try to make a couple of dollars?
I think maybe you could find some gentleman who would buy your socks off of you. That is so weird.
That is so weird. I don't know how I feel about that.
How would you feel about like selling your socks to a dude?
Well, who just how much wants money your... are we talking? I'd feel okay with it. It was like $100.
Okay, so you add the price. So $100.
Maybe. Yeah.
$100 for a pair of socks?
Well.
And you're selling them?
That's what I'm saying. I'd part with them. Instead of put them in the trash for
$100.
And takers?
I mean, you realize what this person would use them for, right?
Well, I'm not going to think about that. I'm just going to wipe my tears with my $100 bill.
After you sanitize it.
Right. After I sanitize it, of course. Oh, I would Lysol mine too.
Yeah.
You know, for safety.
I don't know. That is.
Would you sell your socks? You have some interesting, fun socks.
I do, but I don't think it works the opposite way. I don't think women are going to buy my socks.
No, we're smarter than that.
See, I think this is a fetish, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
1000%. Yes.
Yeah. So I think this is kind of in that whole. Yeah. Like I'm not going to sit here and try to offer up and sell my socks. I mean, other guys might buy it. But I feel weird about that. Like, I don't think I'd ever buy used socks.
Yeah, I don't think this is one where we try to find a bargain. We go ahead and we spring for the new socks if we're just going to use them as socks.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
All right. Anyways, that's your family secret here on 99.7 DJX.